in on it. He like got himself into a world of trouble with them guys, you know, because he was with them one day, they done there. And the guy peon, Lewis Manning, he heard about it and he run down on them guys and he got the sheriff from Bayman there. They come down there and they caught the, got the guy that butchered that beef, you know. And they was gonna carry that other boy, but he was waiting for the guy that got the law down here, you know, and that guy saved him, you know. He'd spend some time. He didn't help him, but he was with him, and just as well have been helping him, you know. He was with him. He knowed all about his butchering a car that wasn't belonging to him. So that stealing come from a long ways. And that thing I was trying to think about last night, I'll tell you about, we used to grow them out there, they just growing bunches, you know. I thought the name of that thing ever was a chufa. You ever hear tell of a chufa?
Chufa.
Chufa.
That's something like a melon?
No, that's a little bit old thing, something.
Oh, a nut?
Nut.
A berry?
It's kind of like a peanut. I tell you what it looked like. You know, you've seen nut grass, ain't you?
Yeah.
That thing just like a nut grass. Just like nut grass.
Like nut grass.
Yeah. You call it chufa. I don't know whether that's what we call it, chufa. I don't know the real name for the thing. I ain't never looked it up since then.
Maybe it.
That's the name of it. We would pull them up and then let them sit in the sun. They'd dry and they was just as sweet, just about size up. It's nut grass. They got nuts on them, you know, that's nut grass is. It's just about that size. Call it chufa.
You were talking about, I remember the first day we were talking about there not being any fences around and the cattle could
breach
that anywhere they
right, wanted. Anywhere they want to.
Was there any kind of stop law
no.
or range law passed when you were coming up?
No, it just pays him. Lately, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not when I was coming up.
Did people have their own pastures or did the cows just go in the woods?
Cows just go in the woods. They turn them all loose. All cows, just turn them loose. They brand the cows, that's the only way you can tell your cows apart, you know. When you would keep up with the herd. Well, you'd have your cows brand. If you had two cows, if I had, two cows, I would have JH on my cows, you know, stand for Joe. All right, now, I watch my cows. Once and ever, they come with a calf, that calf's going to follow that cow, you know, they got that brand on it, you see, that calf's going to stay with that cow. All right, we catch that calf, then we brand that calf. All right, well, that's them your cows. That's the way they told the cows apart. And some people just was too lazy to brand the cows, and they lost a lot of cows, you know. But we brand all ours. We would get them up and put them in a pen and brand them, turn them right back out in the woods. Man, just herds of cows, just in the woods. Only thing you had to do, you had to fence your corn garden or whatever you plant, you had to fence it up. And 9 out of 10 didn't do no good because you wouldn't have fence enough to keep those cows out of there. Cows break in and eat it up. That's the only thing you had to put up with because that stuff that it was out then, I don't know when it come out, but I know it was out then because when I got big enough to remember, they had some stuff to call highlight. My dad would buy a lot of that stuff, you know, and cows get in our field or either come close around, you know. We'd